In today's Modern Ag Report, opening markets for small to medium producers is a trend fueled by the local food push, and online food hubs is one way technology is chipping in. E-Harvest Hub is one of the several hubs that have popped up in the last few years, and E-Harvest Hub saw a disconnect happening in a lot of other applications.
Our biggest goal with the marketplace is to give farmers access to the highest paying buyers, retailers, whether they're small or large. You know, we want our farmers to have access to it and not have to pay to access that market. Marketing capital is pretty tight for small farmers, you know, but that's something that our website can do for them without charging any extra. We keep it free for the retailer as well. So, because it's kind of like an Amazon, it's a consumer at that point, right? You don't pay to go shop on a website. You should have free access to it. So we do that for our retailers, free access so they can access our small farmers.
Co-founder and CEO Alvaro Ramirez says new tech tools have a bad habit of charging customers up front. Ramirez believes this is where the disconnect happens.
One of the biggest problems that we saw when I did customer discovery, talking to a lot of small farmers, was that everybody comes and charges up front. You know, when it comes to technology, it's always that way. You pay your licensee up front, and the farmers always said, you know, you walk away, you don't care if I actually harvested anything or not, I still got to pay you. So we created a flat fee where we say $3 for every order you receive through our system, regardless of the size of the order, but you pay only when it ships, because then we know you've actually sold your product. On the transportation piece of it, we allow truckers to be able to set their own rates. You know, so we skip all the transportation brokers, take that out of the system, and allow the trucker to set their own rates. It's a lot cheaper, but we can also consolidate loads. You know, using all the possible variables of what you can and cannot do, as well as the regulations. So our system is pretty efficient in that, but it can lower shipping costs. And the trucker only pays us $100 for every load they get to move. I mean, produce in the U.S. is 90% of it is moved by independent truckers. You know, so we want those guys to keep their independency, but be able to work directly with the freight owner to be able to move that product. So, I mean, that's where we make our money.
The goal for eHarvest Hub is to keep everything as normal as possible. Ramirez believes technology is supposed to aid in the process and make things either possible or easier if it already exists.
We don't want to influence any of that. We want it to stay a free market at the end of the day. And that's why I think a flat fee makes a lot of sense. You know, a lot of our growers like the idea of paying afterwards, and so does the transportation piece of it. I think it's just a different model than what everybody else does right now, you know, in whether you're in agriculture or you're in any other industry. You know, when it comes to technology, you pay up front. And I want to change that model because I don't think it should be that way. And so that is unique, you know, but the flat low fees, it's because we believe that the farmer who does all the work should keep most of the profit. It shouldn't be anybody else. You know, no middlemen should have to, you know. And I think middlemen exist for the purpose of aggregating volume and being able to move it. But technology can change all of that.
Shifting the focus back to the small to medium grower, which was the point all along. I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.